Can you spot the cars that are most impacting margins? LotLinks can, and they help dealers move them. Learn how LotLinks empowers auto retailers to proactively manage inventory risk and improve profitability by requesting a free consultation today at www.lotlinks.com/drive.
Well, we don't get dressed up like this every week on Weekend Drive, but hey, you know, if it's the Automotive Hall of Fame, it's Mike Martinez, it's Jason Stein, and we're happy to be here with you again. Mike, another year has passed, unbelievably, another 12 months, and now another great class of 2019.
It's an excellent class, and it really spans the industry. You have racing, you have F&I, and you have, obviously, Sergio Marchionne. Who passed away last year, posthumously being awarded this year.
Well, it's a room full of industry dignitaries, not just you, but, you know, we bumped into a couple of folks.
We did, Jason, and you just talked to the guy who actually runs this whole event.
Well, every great success story needs an architect, and I have the architect here, Ramsey Hermes, who is the CEO of Shiloh Industries, as well as chairman of the board of the Automotive Hall of Fame, now in year two in your chairmanship.
Absolutely.
And an enormous success at this year's Hall of Fame. Tell us what's different. Tell us how proud you are.
Oh, this is outstanding. It is like a big industry party, and it's everybody's out here to celebrate four great individuals that were excited to share their stories and tell about it. So I think it's more of a compliment to the inductees and what they've accomplished over the years that everybody's here to celebrate.
And you've really tried to make this about the lifestyle of the Hall of Fame, and including some interesting members in this year's class.
Well, you look at Janet. You got a race car driver, a woman who's an engineer turned race car driver. You have Dick Dowk, who's clearly is an icon from a manufacturing standpoint. Sergio goes without saying. Pat Ryan basically created an industry in F&I. So you have people who are truly change makers in our industry. They're trailblazers. I mean, it's outstanding.
What would you say as you came into the position that you really wanted to address 2 years ago that you think that you've worked with the board to try to address?
Like a lot of things in our industry, we were ready for a change. And we've really diversified our board. So we've added some significant talent to the board who've created different momentum, new leadership at the board. We're going to announce Sarah Cook will be the new president of the Hall of Fame. So we're excited to have Sarah in that role. And she's done a lot. This success is really her and her team. I mean, I'm really proud of her.
Wonderful. You also have an interesting background in that you have served on another very interesting Hall of Fame board.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. It happens to be a little southeast of here.
Yep, it's in the great city of Cleveland. I'm on the board of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well. And what better combination? Cars and music, or music and cars? And so some of the things that we've brought to the Automotive Hall of Fame are some of the ideas that we use and implemented at the Rock.
So I have to ask one final question. Radiohead, you agreed with.
Yeah.
Zombies, you agreed with. Janet Jackson.
Hey, listen, I can't make comments on it. We had a great inductees. Actually, for the record, Jason was very much involved in the selection of this year for my vote. So he was a lot of fun in the process.
Just an input. Yeah. Ramsey Hermes, thank you so much for being on Weekend Drive. Congratulations on a great year and a set of inductees and much success going forward.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great stuff, Jason, with you and Ramsey. He's really had an impact on this event.
Yeah, you know, Ramsey has really turned this into something else. I mean, we have 800 industry attendees, the center of Detroit. I was at the event about 10 years ago. It was at a small hotel in suburban Detroit. So it's really grown, a lot of influence. And, you know, I want Ramsey's Hall of Fame vote again. Don't tell anybody I did that. But, you know, what a thrill to be part of the Music Hall of Fame and the Automotive Hall of Fame for him. And speaking of inductees, you had the chance to catch up with somebody right here on the floor.
Smart cars, smart homes, smart marketing technology? You better believe it. The beginnings of a technological revolution are on the horizon. In automotive, LotLinks is powering the next generation approach to dealership marketing with artificial intelligence. Their patented inventory marketing technology identifies cars that are most impacting margins, such as aging, volume, or incentive units, and helps move them by delivering vehicle-specific consumer demand directly to highly relevant dealer inventory. Today, thousands of America's most successful dealers leverage the LotLinks platform to streamline their marketing efforts, deliver higher margins, and turn inventory faster. That's why many manufacturers approve LotLinks for co-op advertising programs with up to 100% reimbursement. If you're interested in learning more about how LotLinks helps dealers sell cars smarter by activating sell-side VIN strategies that proactively manage dealer inventory risk and improve profitability, request a complimentary consultation today at www.lotlinks.com/drive.
You know, it's fitting that we're celebrating this year's Hall of Fame ceremony the same week that we celebrate the landing on the moon, because my first guest, Janet Guthrie, if she wasn't in the cockpit of this race car, she almost would have been in the cockpit of a spaceship. Janet, welcome to Automotive News' Weekend Drive.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Now, tell me your story, because you did want to be an astronaut originally at the University of Michigan. Is that correct?
Well, unfortunately, too much is made of that. In 1964, after I'd been working in the aerospace industry for 4 years, I did apply for the scientist astronaut program. And I got through the first round of eliminations, which was a thrill all by itself. But I got cut at the second round of eliminations. Presumably because I didn't have a doctorate. I just had 4 years of directly related experience. So that's that story.
Well, it's a good thing that that happened, because it got you where you are today. It got you the reason why you are now a Hall of Famer. First woman to qualify and compete in the Indy 500. First woman to qualify and compete in the Daytona 500. A storied career in racing. What was the climate like back then for a woman driver?
Well, it wasn't exactly welcoming. Most of the roundy-round boys had never had the experience of running against a woman driver, and they were sure they weren't going to like it. From my perspective, I was a sports car racing driver making the transition to the ovals, and the fact that I was a woman was completely irrelevant. So it was a great pleasure to see attitudes change once they got the experience of running against me.
What's your favorite track?
In sports car racing, which I did for 13 years before I got my big chance, I would say Bridgehampton, which unfortunately is long gone. In the ovals, well, of course, Indianapolis has to be first and foremost, but a similar track in California, also long gone, Ontario, was also a lovely track to drive on.
Do you have any particular memories, maybe any near misses when it comes to accidents or any stories from the competition that you fondly recall?
Well, of course, there are always near misses. I remember a NASCAR race, possibly the Daytona 500, when someone lost his drive shaft right in front of me. And I was starting toward the front of the pack, and I was sure he was going to take the whole pack with him. And I saw him afterwards, and I said, "Coco, how in the world did you hold on to that car?" And he said, "I was thinking of all you guys behind me."
Give me one quality, maybe the top quality that it takes to be a championship-level sports car driver.
Well, focus. Emotional detachment, not getting angry or excited on the racetrack, a very strong desire. Those are about the top.
And let me ask you finally, what does it mean for you to be inducted into the Automotive Hall of Fame?
Oh, this is so extraordinary. I mean, these are giants of the automotive industry, and I was astonished to be included. It's really a great honor.
Well, you definitely belong among those giants, and we thank you very much for joining us on Weekend Drive.
Thank you.
Well, that was a lot of fun, Mike. Almost an astronaut, but a race car legend, now a Hall of Fame inductee.
And she's local too, University of Michigan, right down the road.
That's right. Go Blue for Janet Guthrie. All right, for Mike Martinez, I'm Jason Stein. Another year, another Automotive Hall of Fame. We'll be back again next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're looking as good as you are right now. We'll see you next Saturday wearing different clothes on Weekend Drive.